Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Richard Smallwood with the God of Promise. Very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in, and welcome in. Today on Massive V, we're featured by Heartlines. We're talking about maternal mental health. And I know all about this one, but let me not take it away from them. Take a listen to this and we'll have a chat after it.
Hi, I am Ruthendo, a lay counselor from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. How can I help you today?
I just cannot cope. This baby, I just feel nothing for him. I don't think that is how I should be feeling.
I'm so sorry to hear that. You said your baby, how old is he? Is he your first child?
Yes, he is my first child. He's 3 months now.
Okay, and tell me, how have you been feeling since you gave birth?
Well, I've just been feeling so down, very sad. I know I shouldn't be feeling like this. I think maybe I should just take myself out of this situation. I wish I was not here. And sometimes I wish he was not here. You must think that I'm a terrible mom for thinking like this.
That's not what I think at all, because I know that you're not choosing to think this way. It's very scary and also very difficult to have this kind of thoughts in your mind. And I can just imagine how overwhelmed you must be feeling right now. Can you tell me a little bit more about how you have been feeling?
I have a lot of anxiety. I try and sleep, but I feel this pit in my tummy. I have been struggling with breastfeeding and worrying whether he is eating enough. He is still in his newborn clothing. I feel like I am failing him as a mom.
All right. And I can hear that you really want to care for your baby. It sounds like you haven't had a very easy journey on your breastfeeding journey. And that has caused a lot of anxiety within you as a new mom. And it also has caused and shifted how you find that you're doing as a new mom. We don't get to choose how we feel. When we are having thoughts and feelings, we end up just judging ourselves, and this also adds to the difficulties that we're experiencing. It sounds like you've been struggling with a lot of guilt, specifically attaching to your child.
I just ask myself constantly in a day, am I a good mom? I feel so guilty. How can I be a good mom if I feel like this?
And I can hear your instinct to want to take care of your child as best as you can. It can be so hard not to judge yourself for how you feel. There are a lot of expectations from society over how you should feel as a new mom. So when you don't feel like that, you can experience a lot of guilt. It helps you understand that all you can control is to notice when you're having these difficult thoughts and emotions. Then find helpful and healthy ways to react specifically to the thoughts that you're having so that you're able to cope better with them. It's also important to recognize that you still look after your baby. Even if you are feeling this way, even if it is hard, have you been finding it difficult to look after your baby?
Sometimes, but I still bath him, change him, and feed him.
And when he cries, tell me, do you pick him up to comfort him?
I do.
Okay, so you see, even though you have been struggling with these difficult thoughts and emotions, you're still doing all you can, your best, to look after your baby.
But it feels like I'm just on autopilot. I don't get any joy. And when he smiles and makes noise, I just feel numb.
Okay, and I hear you. And it can be very normal to struggle to adjust after giving birth. When all the attention is being paid to your baby and it's no longer being paid to you anymore. Have you been finding it difficult to care for yourself? How has that been?
I can't remember the last time I took a bath.
Okay. And tell me, what about support? Do you have any support at home?
Not really. The father, he's given me some money, but he doesn't want to be involved with the child. It's just me. My mom helps sometimes on weekends.
Okay. It's very understandable that you have been struggling considering that you have had very limited support.
It is. I said to the father, money is not enough. Your baby also needs you, but he's not interested.
Okay. And it sounds to me like you're carrying a very heavy burden on your own, which can have a very negative impact on you. One of the very helpful ways to cope is to speak to someone about what is going on at the moment. So tell me, have you spoken to anyone at all?
I spoke to the sister when I took my son in for a 6-week vaccination.
Okay, perfect, and well done for that, for speaking to the sister about this. It can be very scary to share some of these difficult feelings that you've been having. But remember, that's why the sisters at the clinic and hospitals are there. And that's what we are here for as well. So thank you so much for reaching out. If you don't tell others what is going on in your mind and in your emotions, it can be very difficult for you to get the information and support that you need. So tell me, what did the sister say after you spoke to her?
She said it could be something called postnatal depression. If I don't start feeling well in a few weeks, I need to come back for help. But if I'm being honest, I'm not sure what is postnatal depression.
All right, so maybe I can help you understand it a little bit better. So while many women will feel very stressed the first few weeks of giving birth, if low mood and stress continue many, many weeks after they've given birth, it can start to impact the way that they care for themselves and their child as well. They may experience something that you called, of course, postnatal depression, like the sister said. So I want you to remember that postnatal depression is manageable, but you just need the right kind of help. And sometimes you may need medication too.
Okay, that could explain why I feel something is wrong with me. So it's not me that is bad, but I'm experiencing some kind of depression. What can I do then?
Definitely, it's not you who's bad at all. You have already taken the first step that you need to take, which is specifically reaching out for help. So this is crucial to dealing with something like postnatal depression, like the nurse suggested. You should go speak to her again at your next visit. And maybe they can also refer you to more places where you can get help.
And until then, what can I do?
And that's a good question for you to be asking. So other steps that you should be taking at the moment to seek additional support is to learn more about what postnatal depression is, so that at least you are able to understand what you're feeling and how these feelings came about. And then we can help you to get to a point of coping from there. So you can get additional support from counselors as well as support groups for new moms.
Oh, so there are other mothers that feel this way? The way I'm feeling, and I can meet them in these groups?
Yes.
Really?
Definitely, exactly. So remember, you're not alone. There are a lot of new mamas who are also experiencing what you're experiencing. And what is nice about a support group is it provides you with the safe space to express your feelings and to maybe also receive guidance and coping strategies based on people who are also in the same situation as you are. It is also a way to build a network of support, especially if you're raising your child on your own. So it's very important for you to have extra hands and extra help here and there. Would you like me to provide you with more information on support groups in your area?
Yes, I would like that.
All right, perfect. I also want to leave you with maybe some tools to help you at the moment whenever you're feeling overwhelmed. When this happens again, it's most helpful to focus on the basic things that make you specifically feel like you're being a good mom. When you find yourself thinking you're a bad mom or expecting a little bit too much of yourself, remember to shift your attention back to the basics. Because just because we think something doesn't really make it true. And we need to maybe make a list, just a list of things to counteract specifically some of the negative thoughts that you've been having. Would you like to do this with me?
You mean like a list of things that I'm doing well?
Yes, that's the one. Like a good enough mom list. We can call it that. You've already told me a few things that you could add to the list. And one of the things that I can pick up right now is you change him, you bathe him, and you also comfort him whenever he cries. Maybe can you think of anything else that we can add to the list?
Well, I hum to him when he's crying, and I do read to him some of the books that my mom read to me when I was a child.
That's perfect. You can do some of those things too. And it's important to remember that that would also help you attach a little bit differently to your baby, because you mentioned that's one of the things that you struggle with. And also, when you give birth, everything becomes more about the baby. And sometimes this removes attention from ourselves. So we need to refuel so that at least we can find the energy again to be there for our newborns. What were some of the things that you enjoyed doing as a new mom before you even became a mom, what are some of the things that you personally enjoyed?
I used to sing in the church choir.
Okay, singing. That's a beautiful way to also express yourself. So maybe you can also find moments to sing to your baby because this is something that you enjoy and you can also bring your baby into that. And I know you mentioned a little bit earlier that your mom is able to assist during weekends. Could you maybe ask your mom if she can watch the baby for maybe just an hour so that you can go to practice at your choir?
I think I could try that. There's rehearsals on Saturday and that is when my mom is off. So yeah, I can try that.
That sounds like a wonderful way for you to spend time reconnecting with yourself. Now we've just started to create a plan. So maybe you can also continue to think of more ways to take care of yourself and your mental health while I get some numbers for you to receive a little bit more support from. But I want to thank you for reaching out. By showing up for yourself, you're also showing up for your child. And that is what makes you an incredible mother to your son. What you just heard was a call between a counselor and someone calling in who was struggling with what could be postnatal depression. I am Rutendo, a lay counselor on the Mental Health Helpline at the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. I help give you hope and link you to places where you can get help. Postnatal depression, also known as postpartum depression, is a type of depression that some people experience after having a baby. It's normal to feel anxious and overwhelmed after the birth of your child. Postnatal depression lasts longer and is more severe. It can also happen to anyone, regardless of whether it's their first baby or not. Symptoms may include feeling sad, anxious, or overwhelmed most of the time, having trouble sleeping, even when the baby is sleeping, losing interest in things that you used to enjoy, feeling guilty or worthless, and having difficulties bonding with your baby. In severe cases, it can include feelings of the urge to harm your baby. But with the right help, it is treatable. Treatment for postnatal depression can include counseling and or medication. In the call you heard, how I suggested speaking to a healthcare worker and joining a support group for new mothers. We also worked on the ways to challenge the negative thoughts she's experiencing. And then together we worked on creating a plan for self-care. These tools are helpful for all mothers when they are feeling overwhelmed. Postnatal depression is not your fault. And the first step is reaching out for help. And there is help out there. Talk to someone. A healthcare practitioner, your nurse, a counselor, or call a mental health helpline.
And I really just want to say it's okay to feel that way, mommy. It really is okay to feel that way. You know, I had heard about it. I never thought I'd get to experience it. And I did, you know, especially because a lot of things fell apart. But I think I needed to get to a place in my life where I said, not only is it these social things or economical things not going right around me, but also I'm going through it. I'm going through this phase. And I think I always share about how I felt as though I had no way out in that moment. There was no time. I mean, I couldn't even say I'll get somebody to speak to because I was all my kids had. There was nobody to, you know, stay behind with them for me to be able to get the help or even sit on a phone call, have an appointment with a counselor because, I mean, I'd be speaking, and I've got twins, as you know, so I'd be speaking to anyone on the call and the one would be crying. They'd both be awake or one would be awake. And it was, I knew in that moment that I kind of had to get over a certain mountain, get to a point where I was able to have someone look after them or, you know, in that moment, just guard them in order for me to get these sessions. It took months and months to a point where at some point I felt like, no, I feel like I've gotten over this all by myself. And then I realized, even later on, that it still hadn't gone away. I was still having these weird feelings. And I think for the first time in my life, I said to myself, you know what? I've got to get help and I need not fall into a trap of thinking I've victored over it. Yes, I've done everything successfully, but mentally I was still not in the best place. And so I needed to seek help. And I'm glad. I always say it's one of the greatest gifts I've ever given to myself, because I'm in a better mental state. I'm in definitely a better mental state tonight. And I handle the twins much more differently now than I did even during that period.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.